language problem. This was in Thailand again, over in Thailand, in northern Thailand. It wasn't a tourist area, it was quite near to the Burmese border. That's another story in itself. But anyway, I was there with my friend Bob, and we hired a motorbike. The drive on the left there, but of course it depends where the sun or the shade is, or it could be either side. But technically you're supposed to drive on the left. Got on the bike, Bob sat on the bike, and I turned the accelerator, well, the bike shot away, and he sat on the floor behind me. I said, what are you doing? We got on the bike. Anyway, off we went on this road. As I say, it was northern Thailand, completely away from a tourist area. And we're just driving along, and we pulled into this. He said, oh, there's a cafe over there, some sort of a Thai cafe. We went into this place, and a lot of it they were sat down, on cushions on the floor and all this sort of thing. And we went into the cafe, and I said, well, what are we going to order? And he said, they want a big beer. And it said beer in German, B-I. Oh, I said, I must speak English here. So I went in, excuse me, beer, two beers. I said, food, blank looks. It was like, food. Oh, yeah. And I said, can we have rice, chicken and rice, and this, that, and the other? Well, of course, they hadn't a clue what we were talking about. So I said, nasi, because nasi is the word for rice. Ah, yeah, nasi. Chicken. You have to stand up for this, is it? She went, well, she says, no chicken. I said, so I started again. I says, what? She said, well, she said, yeah, well, and she started laughing. So we sat down, and she went into the kitchen, and I heard her talking to the people in the kitchen, and they heard her going, bam, 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 bam. She was telling them what had happened when they come out. So they come out with this food. Well, there was so much food on the way that they were right chuffed that we had, and there were loads of it. And anyway, we ate this food and we had a laugh with them. And it was, whatever the currency over there, I forget the name of the currency over there now, the baht. It was so many bahts, which were ridiculous price, so low. So they said, oh, we give them a 1,000 baht note, which wasn't all that money. And she said, no change. And she said, Robert, no change. Money, no. And we were trying to explain, we didn't want any change, you know. And eventually got the idea. So we came back out, had a couple of beers, came back out, got back onto the bike. And believe it or not, the kitchen staff came out. And, you're all waving to us. We toddled off on the bike. And that's just a little story about how we got over the language problem, you know. But the food were marvellous, and what we got out for, and we had to laugh ourselves over it. The old place were laughing. We could hear them in the kitchen, you know, making these chicken noises and pork noises. And we could hear them telling everybody else. We could hear them laughing their heads off, you know. So, just another little story.
That is lovely. Well done, Colin. Lovely story, Colin.